sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting lights out.
Oh, good Friday, ladies and gentlemen. On this final day of the fifth month, it is May 31st, 2024. Because tomorrow we begin the sixth month of the year. Man, we almost halfway through the year 2024 already. Man, it is moving pretty quickly here. But yeah, as you know, the Playmakers in the building down there. Playmaker Silence is here. Gotta get your hoops ready for the weekend. You know, I do believe the NBA Finals are officially set now, but I'll get to that later. Go review the week that was in the WNBA. Also preview the weekend that will be featured in the WNBA. And give you some programming notes about Shooting Lights Out next week. And then leave you to enjoy the rest of your Friday and get you ready for the weekend. But first and foremost, you know we got to go around the hall because we got some news and notes for around the game of basketball. And to begin it off, it is official. Bronny James will be standing in the NBA draft, according to agent Rich Paul, who consequently is the same agent of LeBron James. So, and he is right now projected to be the 55th pick of this upcoming draft, which is also ironic because the 54th pick of this year's NBA draft is the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm not saying this is what they're doing on purpose. I'm not applying anything. But it is kind of interesting that this is what we're looking at. I mean, 2 plus 2 does equal 4, right? Like, it does equal 4, right? I'm just making sure that, you know, we're not being hoodwinked or whatnot. But there's some interesting things going on here. But, yes, Bronny James will not go back to college. He will be going to the NBA draft. He already got – he has a few private workouts. He's working out for certain teams. Lakers being one of them. The Suns being another one. I think he got a third or a fourth one in there. I'm not too sure. But, yes, Bronny James is pretty much set to get drafted and going to the NBA. That's where we stand at right now. Staying in the college room, but players leaving the draft to return. Alex Carban is returning to the reigning, defending, back-to-back national champion UConn Huskies. Now, the Huskies will be losing quite a few players from that back-to-back national championship team, but they are getting one back in Alex Carban. So that's good for Dan Hurley getting a familiar face back and to see if he can do a three-peat. I got to look up and see if there's anybody in college basketball that done a three-peat on the men's side. I know the women's side has done it. Might even figure that out, though. But hey, congratulations, he's coming back. He ain't the only one coming back. Mark Shea has withdrew from the NBA draft and is returning to Alabama. I know this makes head coach Nate Oates pretty happy. He getting his star point guard back. For the Alabama Crimson Tide, it's amazing. It's good to see players staying in the college basketball. I mean, good to see some good names returning to college and just not dipping out because of the money now, none of the NIL. Part of the one big thing that NIL has done is somewhat try to make sure players can stay and make money. So we have some names returning to college basketball that we can look forward to. Mark Shea is definitely one of the names I'm looking forward to this season. I want to see what he does and how he can get Alabama back to the Final Four next year. He ain't the only one. Caleb Love is returning to Arizona. So all my Arizona Wildcat fans should be celebrating. You're getting your star guard back as well. After really a disappointing run in the tournament, Arizona gets their star guard back. It's going to be fun to see how that works out, especially with them moving to the Big 12. Now I get to see Caleb Love going against, you know, the likes of Texas Tech and that and how they play defense over there in Lubbock, Texas. We're talking Kansas, you know. Love to see that. Even they had a disappointing year this past year. We're talking Kansas State. We're talking Houston, who won the Big 12, you know. That's going to be fun to watch. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how Caleb Love and his Arizona Wildcats basketball team migrate themselves into the Big 12. So, good thing they got Caleb Love back. So, I have a name to look forward to when it comes to previewing the next season down the line. All right. I think that is it for our college basketball news. So, we go to the WNBA. Sparks coach Kurt Miller missed this last night's game against the Chicago Sky, which I'll talk about in the next segment. For the Mid-Atlantic Coast Hall of Fame induction, he has been inducted to the MAC Conference Hall of Fame. He was going in there with the likes of Nick Saban, Jessica Simpson, a couple of names that I remember off the top of my head. But, yep, congratulations to Kurt Miller being inducted into the Mid-Atlantic Coast Conference Hall of Fame. Congratulations. Also, congratulations to the rest of those who were inducted with Kurt Miller, including former Alabama head coach and, as of right now, the greatest to ever coach in the game of college football, Nick Saban. But that wasn't the big news out of the W. WNBA star starting up another women's league. This is the big talk of yesterday. If you was watching any of the sports network yesterday, especially ESPN, as you can see, Breonna Stewart was on the Pat McAfee show, also Good Morning America as well, to make the announcement. Her and Minnesota Lynx guard Nafisha Collier have set to launch a new 3-on-3 women's league that will be launched January 2025. It will be called Unrivaled. Unrivaled will be player-owned with equity opportunities for participating players, and the league is said it will offer the highest average salary in women's professional sports league history. This is what Breonna Stewart said on Good Morning America. It will be around six figures we're talking here, which is a very good amount. The league was formed with a goal of giving top players another option to play domestically during the WNBA offseason, particularly as the W enacted stricter prioritization rules that makes it more difficult for players to play full seasons overseas to complement their salary. So, which is a smart move by Breonna Stewart and Nafisha Collier. They want to give their co-workers, their contemporaries, an option to, you know, continue to make money, continue to play ball during the offseason as they prepare, especially we don't have to worry about going overseas anymore, with all types of stuff that can happen with being away from family for a period of time and trying to get back in time for the WNBA season. Because if you miss a certain deadline, if I remember correctly from what she said on Pat McAfee, if you miss a certain deadline to get back to the United States to prepare for the WNBA season, you miss the whole season. I'm trying to remember correctly. Also, but this group can play of high-profile groups of investors include soccer legends Alex Morgan and Megan Rapinoe, NBA greats Carmelo Anthony and Steve Nash, golf icon Michelle Wee West, actor Ashton Kutcher, and UConn Huskies head coach Gino Auriemma. Great group amount of people to have invest in this. You got a different variety. You got soccer legends. You got NBA legends. You got the great Michelle West from Ladies PGA. You got Ashton Kutcher. And, of course, you got, like, the GOAT of college basketball on the women's side, and Gino Auriemma. Okay? Looking forward to this. The league will feature 30 women's basketball players across six teams for a 3-on-3 style of play in a compressed court setting. The league said several reigning all-stars have agreed to join, and that full list of participants will be announced this summer. Competition will be held in a 10-week window down in Miami. This is not a bad thing. We're talking in the January in Miami. Still gonna be nice weather. Still gonna be some good things. Probably the lowest it probably get down in Miami during the winter time, maybe 65, maybe if that, 68. I'm not know Miami to it really be cold. Okay, it's usually warm down in Miami, so that's a good thing as well. But they're still working out a lot of details, media rights, and all this other stuff, a full list of who's going to participate and all that other stuff. But, yes, another women's league is coming. It's a three-on-three led by Breonna Stewart and Afisha Collier. So I'm looking forward to this in January 2025. Hope you are, because I know I am. And then that's the big news from yesterday. That takes us away from the WNBA. And let's get to the National Basketball Association with the NBA. Cavaliers are set to interview Kenny Atkinson and James Borrego as they look for a new head coach to replace J.B. Bickerstaff, who they fired, as I covered, two or three shows ago, in order to keep Donovan Mitchell. So Kenny Atkins and James Borrego will be set to interview for that head coaching vacancy. Borrego also interviewed for the L.A. coach job. But the way things are being talked about in the sports media world right now, it looks like that job is going to somebody else. And we know who that is. I'm just going to leave it like that. The Wizards removed interim tag and named Brian Keith as head coach for the Washington Wizards. So now they got their head coach down in D.C. Let's see, can they build something even better down there in D.C. that's been a laughing stock of the NBA for quite some time, along with Detroit. Okay, so let's see what we got going on now. Throw Charlotte in there too. You get those Charlotte. All three teams that I name is in the East. But out of the three teams, Detroit has the brightest upside if they find whatever they need to do with it. But yes, the Washington Wizards have their coach. They start looking forward to what they can do to improve for next season. And then finally, Tyronn Lue, ladies and gentlemen, signs new long-term contract with the Clippers. Los Angeles Clippers coach Tyronn Lue has signed a new deal through the 2028-2029 season that will make him one of the highest paid coaches at approximately $14 million per year, sources told ESPN. Clippers owner Steve Ballmer and president of basketball operation Lawrence Frank have been eager to secure Lue on a new deal, and negotiations with his agent Andy Miller of Club Sports led to a finalized agreement in the recent days, which is good because they are set to go into their new building out in Inglewood, California. They have a new arena built. They are ready to debut it next year, and then you want to make sure you have your head coach in place, which they have done. Now, the next step for the Clippers, which you already got Kawhi Leonard still signed. What you going to do with Paul George? What you going to do with James Harden? Where does that come out? They are determined to keep both Paul George and James Harden as they both coming up on free agency. And then you already got Kawhi Leonard on contract. Terrence Mann is another piece that you want to keep developing. But at some point, Clippers, at some point, all this potential that you've been getting for the past 5 years needs to turn into fruition at some point. You're going into a new arena, okay? You're trying to keep the big three together, but you got to do something to make it worthwhile, okay? Now, the only thing that's been killing y'all is injuries, so we know how that is. Injuries are part of the game, but At some point, we need to see some concrete evidence that the Clippers are a threat in the West. Because every single time we turn around, one of y'all is injured and the season goes down the drain. But nevertheless, you got your head coach when you go into your new building. Now what you're going to do with your superstars to keep them in the building as you open up your new arena for the 2024-2025 season. All right, we're going to take our first commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to dive into the W and recap the week that was. We'll be back.
I love you, you morons. You kiss on the block, new edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go f*** yourself again, Jason.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green and the Jets wore green. That's how I become a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan, say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. On YouTube and where you can find all podcasts.
WWE Shop is your online source for all things WWE. Be a part of the excitement and score wrestling gear for big events like WrestleMania or SummerSlam. From current superstars to legends, from Raw to SmackDown to NXT. Don't miss this chance to shop for the most awesome WWE merch. Shop for the best deals as well as WWE gift cards and save big on your favorite items. WWE Shop at Fanatics Experience.
Cool McCain.
You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on sight. AJ Styles walked out there, seen LA Knight. Oh, okay. Maybe LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go.
Break down everything in TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two kings. Monarchs of Wrestling. Live! Every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central on the Play Caller Sports Talk YouTube channel. Join the Transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the Reformer of Hooker Whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the Bronze Claw.
Whenever you are in distress, take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color crown they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to, I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central. No, Pacific Time Zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out. Programming note, we are sponsored by Fanatics, Liz, and Paramount Plus. All right, for my Mavericks fans and my Celtics fans, you can go to Fanatics and Liz right now and get your championship, your conference championship gear right now. And with Liz, you can get 25% off site wide today only using the promo code LIDS25. That is LIDS25. LIDS25. They will get you 25% off site-wide on your order, especially if you're a Boston Celtics and a Dallas Mavericks fan that just set themselves into the NBA Finals. But before I get to the NBA, let's talk WNBA, shall we? Let's talk the week that was in the W. And y'all going to enjoy this. All right? Go back to Tuesday. We had three games on the docket. We seen the Mercury was at the Suns. The Spark was at the Fever in the Storm was in Chicago. I'm back on Tuesday. And to begin, oh man, the Phoenix Mercury. got destroyed by the Kinetic Suns. The Kinetic Suns remained the Loma beat Team NBW at 6-0, winning 70-47. And it wasn't really much the Suns needed to do, you know. The Rana Bomber with 19 points, Alicia Thomas with 10, 6, and 8, Brianna Jones with 16, 5. I mean, what do we must do? If you look at the starters, like Diana Taurasi, they only gave you 6 points. Natasha Cloud only 9 points. Kylie Copper with 7 points. I mean, what happened to the Phoenix Mercury? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Phoenix Mercury set a WNBA record for worst shooting performance ever from 3-point range. 1-for-27 was the Phoenix Mercury Tuesday night. The WNBA's worst shooting performance ever. Maybe the worst shooting performance in basketball history. 1-for-20, that is 3.7% from the 3-point line. To make matters even worse, you shot 23.8% from the field completely. You went 15-for-63. Man, they ain't like the Suns shot any better, you know, 5-for-24 from 3-point range, but that carrying out the 20.8% and 35% from the field completely. But jeez, you got to 27 threes and only get hit one? My goodness. That's how you get blown out. That's how you get blown out. So they was plus, that's plus 4 in the 3-point department, so that's 12 points right there. So you take away that four from 12, that would be what? That would be plus, trying to see, that's plus 8 in the 2-point department. That's 16. 16 and 12 gives you 28. And the final score was 47-70. Yeah, that sounds about right. Let's burn that tape and move forward. Next game from Tuesday night was the L.A. Spurs getting a rematch with the Indiana Fever. Indiana got their first win of the season when they went out to L.A. and beat the Spurs. Now they run it back in Indiana. This is the game Kurt Miller lost as he was being inducted into the Mid-Atlantic Conference Hall of Fame along with the formerly known as Nick Saban. And the Spurs got payback, 88-82. Caitlin Clark had her highest scoring game to date with 30 points. She gave you 5 rebounds and 5 assists. Still wasn't enough. Aaliyah Boston, 17 points with 6 boards. Kylie Mitchell with 15 points. Just wasn't enough for the Indiana Fever. Kia Nurse, 22 points to lead the way for the Spurs. Rikita Jackson got in the starting lineup, gave you 12 points. And Darika Handy continued to be a monster. 17 points, 10 boards with 5 assists. Played all 40 minutes. Just her and Leah Boston were going back and forth, but Leah Boston had a hard time. Cameron Brink continues to struggle. 3 points, 3 boards. You know, she still hasn't found her consistent rhythm yet. But good win for the Spurs, second win of the season. Indiana Fever dropped the 1-7 on Tuesday night. And the last game from Tuesday night, as you see the team statistics here, and by the way, when you're the home team and you're shooting under 40% in both the field goal percentage and the 3-point line, you deserve to lose. But you only lost by 6, which means LA didn't do enough to run away with the game, because you should run away. When you have a team that is shooting 38% from the field and 33% from 3-point range, and you're in the 60s at 3-point range and 47 in 2-point range, that game should be a blowout. Nevertheless, a win's a win, so I'm not going to harp too much on it. And the last game for Tuesday night, we had the Seattle Storm in the Chi-Town to take on Chicago Sky. 77-68 win for the Seattle Storm, moving into 4-3, dropping the Sky to 2-3. And Skylar Diggins-Smith is finding her rhythm. 21 points on the board. You know, the Gold Mamba and Drew Lloyd added 19. You got 10 from Nikki Grumake. He got 13 for Matt Bourgogne. I mean, hey, Seattle's playing good ball. They are starting to figure it out together. Angel Reese with 11 and 12 to help lead the way for the Sky. It wasn't enough. Evans gave you 13. You got 12-8 from Williams, it just wasn't enough. Okay, so you see the team's just 10 hits, but that was Tuesday. Let's go to Wednesday. Three more games on the docket Wednesday. After their worst for shooting performances on Tuesday, they left Connecticut and went straight to New York to take on the Knicks. We'll talk about the Phoenix Mercury. The Atlanta Dream had to go to the Capitol to take on the Mystics. And then the Aces and the Lynx got together for a duo battle. The Mercury coming off with a worst shooting performance, and then they shot better. They played a whole lot better. But the Liberty came out on top, which is good for us because we ended a two-game losing streak. Now we're sitting at 5-2. Sabrina Ionescu had her best game of the season thus far with 20 points with 9 downs and 6 boards. JJ, Jacquel Jones gave me 20 points with 7 boards. Brianna still had a quiet game, 13-8, but hey, the other two was on point. She didn't force it, which is our life. And Belanger Laney Hamilton, 15 points with 4 boards and 3 assists. Not bad. Natasha Cloud led the way for the Mercury with 21 points. Natasha Cloud loved playing against the Liberty for whatever reason. When Natasha Cloud sees that Liberty uniform, she goes to a different level. I don't know what it is, but she loved playing us. Because when she plays us, it's like a whole different player. And then Kalia Copper is who she is, 20 points and 9 rebounds, pretty much what she's normally does. So that's not surprising. Deanna Taurasi, only 14 points. You expect more from DT, who is the most people go. But at the same time, she is up in age, so maybe that could be playing a part as well. Still don't have Brittany Griner yet. Don't know when she's going to return. Still waiting on word when she's going to return. So, seeing the team statistics here. But, hey, we got the dub. We snapped the two-game losing streak. And we'll be back in the win column. Now we're 5-2. Game 2 of Wednesday night. Atlanta Dream and the Capitol take on the Washington Mystics. And the Washington Mystics fall to 0-7, losing 73-67 to the Atlanta Dream. Tina Thompson, 17 points, 15 boards. Let me go back and show y'all that. Alicia Gray with 19 points. Ryan Howell on the 11. Cheyenne Parker Tyrus with 10 points and 9 boards. It's gonna be a long season for the Washington Mystics, man. It's gonna be a long season. It is what it is, but it's gonna be a long season, all right. That's all I gotta say. You see the team statistics here, nothing much to really harp on that one. And then we get to the final game, the main event. The Las Vegas Aces on their first road game of the season is in Minnesota to take on the Minnesota Lynx, who's been riding red hot level lately. But the Aces has something to say. When you're the back-to-back defending champions and you have a team that's on the rise, you send a message. 80-66 is what the Aces did to the Lynx. And, man, Nafisha Kaya, 18 points, 13 boards to lead away for the Lynx in a losing effort. But Aja Wilson, 29 points, 15 boards. There's nothing you can do to stop this woman. I think this woman has scored 20 points and 15 boards in all 5 games this year, which is a record in the WNBA. For most 20 points and 15 boards games, and she did it in the first 5 games of the season. Kelsey Plum coming off her best game last time I did the episode. I think she had like 22 points. She went down to 10, but gave you 6 dimes. Jackie Young with 19 points, 10 dimes, and 5 boards. What else can you say? McBride cooled off from that game Wednesday night, only 11 points, 3-for-11 from the field. But hey, you're talking about the back-to-back reigning defending champions in the Las Vegas Aces. To be the champs, you have to beat the champs. And so far, only one team has done it, and that was the Phoenix Mercury. You use the team statistics here, so those of you who know how you can see it. But yet again, if you're the home team and you're shooting less than 40% from the field in 3-point range, most likely you're going to lose because the Aces on the road shot 41.7% from the field, 37% on 3, and they pretty much blew Minnesota out. And then let's get to last night. We had 2 games on the docket last night. We had the Seattle Storm visiting the Indiana Fever, and we had the LA Sparks visiting the Chicago Sky again. And ladies and gentlemen, 1-8 is the Indiana Fever as the Seattle Storm blow them out 103-88, and it's the third quarter. Look at the third quarter. 34-18 third quarter for the visiting team. That's all you need to know. Lord, 22 points with 6 dimes. Diggin Smith, 18 points, 9 dimes. Aguma K with 17 points, 6 boards, and 6 dimes. I mean, what more do I need to say? Okay. Seattle might be starting to figure it out with the new squad that they got. They might be starting to figure it out. That's all I'm saying. You know, Caitlin Clark, 20 points, 9 dimes on the 3 boards. Aaliyah Boston with 11 points, 12 boards. It's been worth going for Aaliyah Boston. She hasn't been dominant as she was last year. It's an adjustment period for her. Now that Caitlin Clark is the first of the franchise and trying to be the first of the league as well. Kia Mitchell with 14 points. Nafisha Smith with 23 points and 10 boards. But you're 1-8. It's very difficult and a rough going for Indiana FIBA fans and Caitlin Clark fans because it is rough right now. It is very rough. I mean, you shot 40% from 3. You shot 41.4% from the field, but the Seattle Storm, 56% from the field. That is great shooting right there. To shoot 56% from the field, that is great shooting. And plus 42% from 3, yeah, that's going to win you some games on the road. That's for damn sure. And that's what the Seattle Storm did. And then game 2, L.A. Sparks, Chicago Sky. 10-point win for the Chicago Sky over the Minnesota Lynx, getting them to 3-3 at 500. Marbury, 20 points, 7 boards, 7 dimes, laid away for the Sky. Williams also chipped in with 17 and 11. Evans gave you 15. A struggle game from Andrew Reese, 6 points, 6 boards. She was in foul trouble. Darika Hamby, you know, like, what more than, can I say? 24 points, 13 boards. Cameron Brent, she had a rough game, only 7 points with 6 boards. You know, Rikita Justin, 10 points, 4 from 5 to shoot. Rikita, I need you shooting more, okay? I need Rikita to shoot more. I don't need Rikita that's giving me 5 shots, okay? When I say she's a bucket, I literally mean she's a bucket. Let her go to work. Especially if you're going to put her in the starting lineup. Let her go to work, please. Kia Nurse, 17 points. Lexi Brown, only 4 points. I like, let Rikita Jensen go to work. That's all you got to do. We know Kia Nurse going to do her thing. Lexi Brown, she had a work game. She only played 19 minutes. Man, let Rikita go to work. If y'all going to put Rikita in the starting lineup, let her go to work. And if you let her go to work, that actually might help Cameron Britt figure it out, too. You already know Amy going to do her thing. She's a 20-10 type girl, and she's been doing it for, like, damn near all 7 games the season has started. She's been getting it doubled up. But, man, y'all let Rikita cook, please. That's all I'm saying, L.A. Let Rikita cook, and you'll see what you have. Team statistics here, I ain't going to dive into it. But that was the final game there. So that's the week recap for the WNBA. Got a lot of things going on. But the weekend that's ahead, which is pretty much June, gonna be filled with a lot of stuff. And we got the WNBA Commissioner's Cup beginning as well. But before we get there, we're gonna take our second break here. And then when we come back, we're gonna talk conference finals because the finals are over. The NBA finals are set. So it's a good time to, you know, head on that route. We'll be back.
The largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant? Weather. Devastating tornadoes rip through the heart of the United States. Inspiration. A breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network proudly presents The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday morning beginning April 29th at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Into the Net FC.
Kylian Mbappe just all of a sudden finally understood his role, and I think he finally understood that everything Kylian Mbappe has accomplished already, you know, there is still a hell of a lot waiting for him in the future. Kylian Mbappe is only 24 years old. He has accomplished so much. And you know what? Kylian Mbappe has not even reached his prime. Finally seeing, you know, the Marcus Rashford we have been hoping for such a long time, you know. But, you know, this game, you know, after everything Manchester United has been, you know, doing lately, you know, this was actually the ultimate test, you know, to see if Manchester United, you know, honestly was all of a sudden for real.
I explain this. The United States, maybe they have to suffer this loss as a lesson to learn to prepare for the future. Because 4 years from now, the World Cup is in not one, not two, but three countries. The United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. Into the NFC is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gears, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country. Locker Rooms by Lids.
Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man Cool McCain and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week in an objective manner and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care. Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets. Poppy J.
You got the option to cry for the government. You got the option to protest. You got the option to keep buying, but this is also an option.
Wise El Jefe.
We're the first tech geeks. We're the first gamers. We're the first everything. Everything. Like Gen X's, we are the ones.
BS3 Network proudly presents the crew from the New York boroughs who never wants that smoke. Nah, they want that fire. Poppy J and Wise El Jefe, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Check your local listings for your viewing and listening pleasure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out. Good to be back on the air. Now it's time to talk conference final because it is over. They're done. It's done. So let's go all the way back to Memorial Day because the Eastern Conference final was at 3-0. As on Memorial Day, the only action on the court. The Boston Celtics looking to close that out against the Indiana Pacers, and they did exactly just that. 105-102, sweeping the Indiana Pacers to move back into the NBA Finals for the second time in 3 years. In 3 years, excuse me. Jaylen Brown led the way with 29 points and 6 boards. Jason Tatum, 26 points, 13 boards, 8 dimes. He also got 17 points from Jrue Holiday with 9 boards. He also got 16 from Derrick White. On the Pacers side, Andrew Nembhard, 24 points with 6 boards and 10 dimes. Pascal Siakam with 19 points, 10 boards. It's just another game where Indiana had every right to win the game, and they failed to close. They did it in game one when they had a lead with 10 seconds to go, and they went into overtime, and Boston won. They did it in game three when they had the lead late, and Boston came back and beat them, and they did it on Memorial Day in game four, where they had the lead late, and Boston came back and closed them out. I mean, we can say, yes, they didn't have Tyrese Haliburton for the second half of game two, and then not at all in both games in Indiana, but you still had the Boston Celtics down in three out of four games. In the fourth quarter, you just couldn't close them out. And yet they swept y'all on Monday, and they've been chilling ever since because they have to wait to next Thursday to get back on the court to play some real basketball. But, hey, you want to pick on the Boston Celtics because they played Miami. They didn't have Jimmy Butler. We understand that. They played the Cavaliers, and Donovan Mitchell wasn't right. And then the Pacers, and they lost Tyrese Haliburton. But all in all, for the Cavs series and the East Conference Finals series with the Indiana Pacers, the Boston Celtics didn't have Kristaps Porzingis at all. We just omit that part, right? We're going to talk about injuries. Bring up the whole story. Now, that's not what you want to hear. Yeah, they didn't have Jimmy Butler didn't play against the Boston Celtics, but Kristaps Porzingis didn't play in the game five closeout game either. He got injured in game four. Now, we can go even at that. But Kristaps Porzingis did not play against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Kristaps Porzingis didn't play against the Indiana Pacers. So they was missing their center for two whole series. While Donovan Mitchell did play the first two games against the Cavs and didn't finish it. Haliburton did play the first two games, even though he didn't finish game two for the Pacers. So we want to nitpick on the Boston Celtics, but let's tell the whole story. Kristaps Porzingis haven't played in either the last two series. And it's the Boston Celtics in the business. They closed out the Cavaliers in five, and they swept the Indiana Pacers. So if we're going to nitpick the entire story. Don't focus on that. Yes, they did not have Jimmy Butler for Miami. They did not have Donovan Mitchell for three of the games against the Cavs, and they didn't have Tyrese Haliburton for at least two and a half of the games in the Eastern Conference Finals. But Kristaps Porzingis only played four games for the Boston Celtics. Four games. Now, Boston Celtics have played a total of, let me think about it, 14 games. So Kristaps Porzingis literally missed 10 games. 10 games Kristaps Porzingis has missed. Let's not forget that. They didn't have Kristaps Porzingis for 10 games. Two whole series. Remember that part. Before y'all start sitting here, oh, Boston had the easiest road. They missing the guy too. Now, it wasn't Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown, but they do have a big three when it comes to Kristaps Porzingis. Al Horford been playing. So let's tell the entire truth, okay? Not just some of the truth. The entire truth. The team statistics here, as you can see, relatively similar numbers, but hey, it's a sweep. That's all that matters. Boston's move on to the NBA Finals. Indiana's going home. Let's bring us to the Western Conference Finals because game four down in Dallas, Minnesota season was on the line. And could they survive and make it back home for game five? Which they did, as you can see here. So let's go into it. Game four, Dallas, Texas. American Airlines Arena and the Minnesota Timberwolves fired off elimination. They fired off being swept. They have a trip back home for game five. How do they do it? For those of you who remember, Karl-Anthony Towns with 25 points, 9 for 13 from the field, 4 from 5 from 3 with 5 boards. He fouled out stupidly, though. And then Anthony Edwards, that man with 29 points, 10 boards, and 9 dimes. He almost had a triple-double, even though Luka had a triple-double himself with 28, 15, and 10. A key missed free throw by Luka Doncic paved the way for the Wolves to continue their season. Kyrie Irving had a bad game with only 16 points. So now the teams have to fly back to the Twin Cities for game five. Can Minnesota go home and find a way to do what they do best, even though they ain't doing the first two games, but win at home? Nope, they could not. 124 to 103. Luka Doncic sent a message early. As you can see here in the box, and the Mavs outscored the Timberwolves 35-19 in the first quarter. Of those 35 points, Luka Doncic scored 20 of them. Luka Doncic sent the message early to the Timberwolves saying, y'all ass is going home. I'm not flying back down to Dallas to play a goddamn game. I'm flying back down to Dallas to rest up for the NBA Finals. He came out, punched the Timberwolves in the mouth, and that was all she wrote from that point forward. That was it. You're already down 16 points after one quarter. You get to halftime, and then you're down 29. You were done. Because Luka came out in the first quarter, punched the Bulls in the mouth, said, y'all going home, damn it. I'm not finna see y'all for no damn game six. I'll be damned. Kyrie Irving finished with 36 points with Luka, scoring 36 with 10 boards and 5 dimes. Both Luka and Kyrie both had 5 dimes. That's pretty much all she wrote. That's 72 points right there. Carl Anthony Towns played 38 minutes. Anthony Edwards played 43 minutes, even though they was getting blown out. Both scored 28 points, trying to fight and claw. Cat gave you 12 boards. Ant-Man gave you 9 boards with 6 dimes. It just didn't matter because once Luka did what he did, that was it. So Luka and Kyrie, 72 points with 14 boards, 10 assists. Ant-Man and Cat, 56 points, 21 boards, and 8 assists. 16-point difference between the star duos of the Mavs versus the star duo of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Thus, you have a 21-point win by the Dallas Mavericks to close out this series to get to the NBA final for the first time since 2011 when they knocked out the Miami Heat when they had LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. That's the big three. It's been 13 long years for the city of Dallas to see their Mavericks be in the NBA Finals. I think they had a chance a couple of years ago, but they ran into the Phoenix Suns. And then consequently, when they got back to meet the Suns, they knocked them off. But hey, the Mavs are in the finals. But it sets up, and you see the team statistic here. Doesn't even matter. They blew them out. But that sets this up. The NBA Finals. Dallas Mavericks, Boston Celtics exclusively on ABC. With that series tipping off Thursday, June 6th in Boston. With game 2 being Sunday, June 9th in Boston. Then the series switches to Dallas for games 3 and 4, which would be Wednesday, June 12th, Friday, June 14th. And then if we get past games 4 and we need games 5, 6, and 7, you see it right here. So the NBA Finals are set, ladies and gentlemen. And we have a whole 6 days to wait for it. So with that being said, let me take my final commercial break right here. Then when we come back, I'm going to get you ready for the weekend. Okay? Get you ready for the weekend and then give you a programming note of what's to come when the next shooting lights out.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Cowboys Talk.
The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved. Let me say that one more time, because you know it's true. The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved.
Dak Prescott is overrated and he shouldn't be paid, okay? And the same thing with Pollard. I mean, Pollard breaking the tackles at that 57-yard touchdown run. I mean, we needed that big time.
33 points in the fourth quarter. Let me say that again. 33 points in the fourth quarter. And that's off of 4 turnovers committed by the Colts. See, at one point, and the fact that at the end of the third quarter, it was 21-19, and the final score was 54-19. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, that is completely unexpected.
Cowboys Talk is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Oh, yes. The tradition, the pageantry, the spectacle, the history. The slut. Wait. I gotta rep my brother's stuff right. All my DMV soldiers, stand up! And welcome to the Commander's Gridiron Report. You want your commanders to be repped right? Well, D. Willie is your man. Commander's Gridiron Report. Every Monday at 3.05 p.m. Eastern, 2.05 p.m. Central. Exclusively on the Sertoba Media YouTube channel. Music by J. Cool.
Where my soldiers? Right side, right side. Commander. Commanders. Where my soldiers? Left side, left side.
Sports fans are gearing up. Would it be for the madness of March? Would it be for the Super Bowl? Or even a little thing called WrestleMania? You can get all that at Fanatics, where they have a wide selection of gear from every league, including the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, the NHL, the NCAA, and the WWE. So go on and show that pride, that passion, that dedication fan that you are, by whipping your team, your league, all your favorite players. Fanatics, official lenses, everything.
In a world where chronicles of the past are brought to the streams, whether the content is relatable or completely beyond your realm of life, there is no shadow of a doubt that this show is absolutely full of shenanigans. Get ready for
D. Willie in the Evening
this Sunday at 10:05 p.m. Eastern,
exclusively on Sertoba Media, where the struggle is real to be awesome. This is a BS3 Network presentation.
I want to do a TED Talk, but I don't have anything to talk about yet. I'm getting there.
Life is for the living. We're not here that long.
You can learn anything you want to learn without any money spent.
What do I really enjoy? What do I really want out of life?
I am your host, W-I-Z-E.
Are you in a life-holding pattern? Well, this is for you. Welcome to the Stuck in My Mind podcast. Live every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Showing the Lights Out. We have one more thing to do today, and we're going to let you out of here, let you enjoy your weekend, and have fun. All right. Weekend preview, mainly the WNBA. And tonight, we have four games tonight, all of which are on Ion Television. So, regional broadcasting with three of the four being at 7:30. So, one of the three games at 7:30 will be down in the ATL at Atlanta, Georgia. Well, though, the reigning defending back-to-back national champions, or WNBA champions, should I say, Las Vegas Aces will take on the Atlanta Dream for the first time this season. Also at 7:30 at the Barclays Center in New York City, the Washington Mets is trying to find their first win of the season, but they have to do it against the New York Liberty, who have come off the two-game snide with a big win in their last outing against the Phoenix Mercury. And then from Barclays Center to Connecticut, where the lone unbeaten WNBA team, the Connecticut Sun, hosts the Dallas Wings. So Arike Ogunbowale going against Alicia Thomas, Dwayne Obama, Brianna Jones. Let's see if the Wings can help their superstar conquer a team that has not been conquered yet this season in the Connecticut Sun. And then at 9:30 tonight, the Phoenix Mercury are in the Twin Cities to take on the Minnesota Lynx. Both teams coming off losses. Which team can bounce back and get themselves together? Diana Taurasi with Kelly Copper going against Nafanisha Kalia. I don't know. I said her name really correctly before. I'm having trouble saying it now. I don't know why. But Nafisha Collier, there you go. And see how those two fare out to tonight. Those are your four games for tonight. They said two tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. One game tomorrow. And it's a game that everybody should have circled on their calendar. If you didn't, here it is. Y'all been waiting for this. Y'all been waiting for it. Y'all just didn't know when. Tomorrow, the 1st of June. Angel Reese and the Chicago Sky are in Indianapolis, to be more specific, to take on Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. Round one between Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. They split in college 2 years ago. Angel Reese got the last lap in the national championship game. And then this past season in the women's college basketball in the March Madness tournament, Caitlin Clark got her revenge in the Elite Eight, winning that region over Angel Reese and the LSU Tigers. Now they do battle for the first time as professionals in the WNBA. That is on ESPN noon Eastern time. Y'all better have y'all popcorn and ready. It's the first meeting between them. And then it's the first meeting between Aaliyah Boston and Angel Reese as professionals too. They renewed that old rivalry from the back in when Aaliyah Boston school, Angel Reese and them girls down in South Carolina before LSU went on a run to win the national championship because Caitlin Clark could cry, coincidentally, not Aaliyah Boston in the South Carolina team out, which led to LSU knocking off Caitlin Clark. So the storylines on this one go beyond Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. We can talk Angel Reese and we can talk Aaliyah Boston as well. But I did a little treat for you guys. That's the first of three meets between these two teams this year. In this very month, which will be June tomorrow. We're already talking about June 1st being in Indianapolis. That is a WNBA Commissioner's Cup game. The next meeting will be Sunday, June 16th in Indianapolis, round two. And then round three the following Sunday. Matter of fact, Sunday, June 16th is Father's Day. And the following week afterwards, June 23rd in Chicago. So it's this the first of three meetings in the month of June between Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. Or Angel Reese and Aaliyah Boston, depending on what matchup, how you want to look at the matchups. But you get this matchup three times in the month of June. Three times starting tomorrow. Okay? And that's for those who want to top numbers. I went ahead and did that too. Let's look at the career games thus far in the WNBA. Angel Reese has played six games for the Chicago Sky. They are 3-3. 11 points per game, shooting 37.3% from the field, 66.7% from the free throw line, giving you 8.2 rebounds a game, 2 assists a game, 1.3 steals a game, and has 2 turnovers a game. I don't like the shooting percentage for a big girl, and I damn sure don't like their free throw percentage, okay? I said this last time when I did the rookie watch, when I did Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Cameron Brick, Rikita Jetson, just the main ones. I said then I didn't like the shooting percentage from Angel Reese, and I still don't like it. I don't need Angel Reese shooting in the 30s when you playing inside. I need you in the 40s and 50s when you playing inside. If you can be in the 60s, that is even better because when you inside, you need to make those inside shots. Free throws. You got to make your free throws. You can't be going 2-for-3 every time you at the free throw line. Okay, because those misses start to add up. Okay, you went 2-for-3. I only miss a free throw. Then you go 2-for-3 again. Guess what? You're 4-for-6 now. You go 2-for-3 again. You're 3-for-9. That doesn't look. No, you're 6-for-9. You see? The misses add up when it comes down to it. So I need better from the free throw line. If you're Angel Reese, I need better shooting percentages, especially when you're playing inside Angel Reese. I need better. Nevertheless, you're 3-for-3. And then on the Caitlin Clark Indiana Fever side, 9 games, 1-8. A franchise worst start to a season in Indiana Fever history, 1-8. But Caitlin Clark has given you 17.6 points per game, shooting 37.7% from the field, shooting 32% from three, shooting 89.4% from the free throw line, giving you 5 rebounds a game, 6.6 assists a game, 1.2 steals a game, 1.1 blocks per game, and averaging 5.7 turnovers per game. The 37.7% from the field, that's alarming. But put in context that you shouldn't 32% from three, that's probably playing a role. Caitlin Clark, I know you like to shoot the long ball. I know you want to get the crowd hype. I know you want to play your game. Find your game, okay? You're getting comfortable. Let me put it like that. The last game that I covered, you dropped 20. The last game before that on the other show, you dropped 30. So you're starting to find a rhythm here with your shot. So I do believe when the season continues to progress, that shooting percentage will no longer be in the 37s. It'll be somewhere in the 40s. That 3-point percentage will still probably be in the 30s, but more in the 38-39 percentile because Caitlin Clark can shoot the ball. She's great at shooting the ball. She's starting to find her rhythm. She's giving you 5 rebounds. She's giving you 6 assists, so you can't be mad at that. She's shooting a great percentage from the free throw line, 89. You might want to get that to the 90s, but you know, you're a rookie. Turnovers are coming down a bit. You was up there, 10 turnovers, 8 turnovers, 7 turnovers, stuff like that. You got it down to 5.7. So can we cut it down a little bit more? And probably get it down to 3.7 for range, and we're good. But Caitlin Clark is learning, okay? So those of you who are Caitlin Clark friends, she's learning. She's learning. She's improving. She's getting better. She's getting better. You just got to be patient, which is like a cuss word in this day and age, but patience is a virtue, okay? When you can have patience, good things happen. Be patient. Let's go for Caitlin Clark, too, because she's frustrated. But I do like the fact that she did win at Seattle. You know, she's like, hey, I had enough of this. I'm fighting back, too. Show yourself some fight back, Caitlin Clark, but do it within the game, do it within the rules, okay? We don't mind you getting that tee. Maybe that's the tee that says, all right, I'm learning this game now. I see what's going on here. Now I'm fed up. So I don't mind that technical foul that you got against Seattle. I don't mind that. But just be mindful of how you react. I don't mind you showing that dog that you got in you, your dog, because you love compete. That's one thing I know about Caitlin Clark. She loves to compete. So maybe now that you got your first technical foul, now maybe we can get to the Caitlin Clark that everybody's been waiting for. But it's going to take time. So be patient. Be patient with Caitlin Clark. Let her continue to learn and take steps. Angel Reese, you're doing well. You playing your role for the Chicago side very well. You're doing what Teresa Witherspoon is asking of you. And you're not doing too much. I still want you to improve on the shooting percentages because I don't like my girls playing in the inside shooting 37% from the field. This doesn't work for me. And then from the free throw line, typically big girls and big guys, whether you're NBA, WNBA, they typically struggle from the line. So I shouldn't harp too much on it. But if I can get you, Angel Reese, to get to the 70s, to the 80% free throw percentage, we're good. We're good. I'm not telling you to shoot 90% from the free throws. But if you can get to the 70s and then the 80s from the free throw line, should I say, I'm good. I need you in the 40s. Maybe the 50s when it comes to field goal percentage, okay? So some things we need to work on, stuff like that. But, hey, the first of three meetings between these two ladies right here that started this whole evolution of eyes on women's basketball, they got three meetings coming up in the month of June starting tomorrow. And then Sunday, get back into it, we have four games on the docket Sunday. All of them which are WNBA Commissioner's Cup games. Beginning at 3, you have the Connecticut Suns, who look to be remain unbeaten. By then, we'll be in the ATL to take on the Atlanta Dream. At 6 p.m., the LA Sparks are in the desert to take on the Phoenix Mercury. At 7 p.m. on NBA TV, the Fever get a third-round matchup with the New York Liberty in New York again. So we'll see how Caitlin Clark fares the third go-around against my New York Liberty. And then also at 7 p.m., this one on CBS Sports Network, the Dallas Wings are in Minnesota to take on the Minnesota Lynx. All right. That's your weekend games. Now, those of you who are wondering what's going to happen with the NBA Finals, here you go. Preview show will be Wednesday, June 5th, the day before the final start. I will be here. I could have a couple of guests with me to preview the NBA Finals on Wednesday, June 5th, okay? No time set yet, but if I can give you an idea, look for around about 5 o'clock, okay? If I give you a time right now, look around about 5 o'clock for this show to begin. We will preview the NBA Finals and the storylines that can be told. The main one I'll talk about, everybody said, is Kyrie Irving going against Boston. But it's so much more storyline than just that to look forward to in the NBA Finals. So Wednesday, June 5th, the day before the NBA Finals start, I will be here to preview the finals and things to look forward to during these finals. All right. So that will do it on this episode of Shooting the Lights Out. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. Remember, Shooting the Lights Out is available not only on our YouTube channel, the Playmakers Applaud YouTube channel, but it's also available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, everywhere else you can find your podcasts at. Also, shout out to 502 American Angel radio station for having us on there. And then we added a new radio station, the Real Rise radio station will be added on there as well. Thank you to my good buddy, good friend, Wise and Healthy, for wanting to put this show, Shooting Lights Out, on there. along with another show that's coming in the fall for football season. So with that being said, I am the Playmaker signing off on this final day of the Film Month of the Year, May 31st, 2024. I will see you next time in the month of June. Enjoy your weekend. Have a blast. Be blessed.
You've done great. But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your camp.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud, gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.